We're learning Shmiras HaLoshon Shar HaTeira in Chelek Rishon, Perek Zayin.
What page do you want in your book?
Page 468 in the English edition and many other pages in the other editions. Okay. So, the Chofetz Chaim has been discussing for the past, by us, it's maybe past few months, but in the past few Prakim, the importance of learning Torah. To put it straightforward, Talmud Torah is connected to Kulam. We say it every single day. And in the past few months, we've been delving into this topic, both in regards to not wasting time, both in regards to a person himself learning Torah, encouraging others to learn Torah, physically, financially supporting Torah, as well as those who don't learn Torah, the punishments that come, and the positive and the negative. Here he says in Perek Zayin, Boy yuvoyar goydol schar, the tremendous reward, hamachzik bonov l'talmud Torah, for one who supports the children when they learn Torah. Ulehepich, and the other side as well, unfortunately, goydol unshoy, the tremendous punishment, chas v'shom, for one who does not support their children when they should be subordinate to learn Torah. Says the Chofetz Chaim, u'va'avoneseinu harabim, unfortunately with our tremendous aveiros, avonis that we have, kama v'kama anoshim, many, many people, merapim yedeihem min ha-Torah. You know what it means to merapi yedeim in the Torah? They're weakening their hands from the Torah. They're weakening their hands from Torah. They don't learn Torah. Ve'en l'choyshvim al ho'inesh ha'godol ha'me'ut lovo yavor bitol Torah. They don't think, they don't realize that they will be held responsible. You know, we are in the day after Tzom Gedalia, the Nitche, Shabbos was really supposed to be Tzom Gedalia. And the truth is, if you look in the Marsha, there are those that learn that he was actually killed on the second day of Rosh Hashanah itself, according to some. But my point is that we're necessarily made Shuva. And for some, hopefully maybe all, we have this feeling of it's Yom HaDin. It's the time of when Hashem is judging. I think a question which should be asked is that do people even contemplate and think that this is something bitul Torah? Is it something you even have to do tshuva for? Or is the Torah, and believe me, this is what some people have a mindset that exists perhaps. There's a rabbi. When I have a question, I'll ask him the question. You know, I want to tell you something. That's a true statement. People should go to the Rav and ask what the Psak Halacha is. But Talmud Torah, it's like saying, he breathes, I don't need to breathe. You know, a person learns Torah, you go into the base medrash, you see all the different svarim. And the person will say, you know, it could take a lifetime, and I won't even scratch the surface. And you know what the answer to that is? He is absolutely correct. It could take a lifetime and you won't even scratch the surface of all the svarim that exist. And the answer to that is that that's what we're supposed to spend our life with. That's what our life's supposed to be about. And unfortunately, we live in a society, in a world, and we discuss this many times, when there are so many distractions that exist out there, whether it's one of the greatest Yetzirah, do you know the gematria of sports? Is Yetzirah in Atbash? I made that up. I have no idea. Maybe it is. I don't know. But I will tell you, sports is one of the most dangerous Yetziraharas. And nowadays, we live in a world, in a society, when you can even get your kosher hot dogs and hamburgers in the stadiums. Now, I'm not saying a person is violating an Isser if he's watching a game, if he goes... I'm not discussing that. What I'm referring to is the people who are living their life. They're living their life by this season, and not winter, spring, summer, fall. It's baseball, football, hockey, and basketball. That's how they live their. That's how they live their life cycle. Of course, there's other things in between. There's car racing, horse racing, you know, soccer, and there's everything in between. I'm saying. What would the Chofetz Chaim say today? Many and many people, they just weaken their hands. They don't learn Torah. They don't realize they will be held and taken to task. Why didn't, like Rabbi Zephron just said, the little things, which are not so little sometimes, they get bigger. Why didn't he spend his time learning Torah? Which will wrath and befall on them. Okay? Now, we're about to learn, I will say, to me, maybe I didn't see so much in my life. Possible, probably. One of the scariest midrashim I've ever seen. To me, it's one of the scariest midrashim. And the first time I saw it, I'm not sure if it was when I learned Shmir Saloshin, or when I was learning Mishnah Brura. Because in the Bir Halacha, in the Mishnah Brura, he brings down this medrash. I think it's in Siman Kufnun Aleph, Kufnun Hey, when he discusses the halachas that after you finish davening shachris in Kufnun Hey, you have to go learn Torah. And he brings down this medrash, and I even looked it inside once. I opened it up. I found the medrash. I opened it up. I looked inside. That was my chinuch from Rebrevda, that Sal. You look it up. You find the source, and you get into the makar. I didn't get the manuscripts. That much I didn't get. What does he say over here? The Medrash Mishle in Parsha Yud. Amar Rabbi Shmuel. So in the Bir Halacha, in many Sfarim, it brings down Amar Ri. So who's the Yud? Is it Yehuda? Is it Rabbi Shmuel over here? Says Rabbi Shmuel. Bayu Re'ei, come and see. Kama Kosha Yom Hadin. We're talking about the Rosh Hashanah Yom Hadin. We're talking about the Yom Hadin HaGadol V'Hanor, the ultimate day of judgment. How difficult is this day of judgment? Sh'ozid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lodun Eskola Oidon Kuloi. Hashem in the future will judge the whole world. Bami Sheyesh B'yodai Mikro, a person who learned Chumash. If ain't B'yodai Mishnah. But he didn't learn Mishnah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hichvich Espon of Mimenu. Hashem will turn Kiviyachal his face away from this person. Mitziri Gehenim is Gabrin boy. The pains, the Malachi Chavala, the angels of Gehenim will go to work and attack this person. Now I want to point something out. What does it mean here when the Medrash tells us Hashem asked this person, did you learn Chumash? And he proudly says, you better believe it 100%. He says, okay, you learned Mishnah? I didn't make it to my wife's share. No. Didn't learn Mishnah. So what does Hashem do? The Medrash says, Hashem turns away from the person. What does it mean, turns away? I want to suggest what this means, perhaps. It's like we say, and we know this, you say it. When the person does mitzvahs, and he follows in the path of Hashem, Hashem is there and he protects the person. You know what Gemara stands for? Mimini Michoel, Ismola Gavriel, Mufane Uriel, Mechorai Rifoel. Is the Oisius Gemara. Gimel, Gavriel, Mem, Michoel, Reish, Rifoel, and Aleph, Uriel. This is Gemara. When a person learns Gemara, he creates the Malachi Asharis that protect him. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hoifich Espanov, he turns away from this person, he's left without protection now. Well, what happens if a person is left without protection? Oh, it's not a good idea. It's Siri Gehenim, the pains of Gehenim. The Malachi Chavola, the angels of punishment, they go to work. Well, what's the protection? What's the protection? To learn the Torah. And as the Chavetz Chaim said earlier in the earlier prakim, not only to learn the Torah, but supporting the Torah is if you learn the Torah. So this is a person, he has Chumash, Mikra. He has Mikra. Then be other Mishnah, but doesn't have Mishnah. Hashem turns away and he gets punished with Mitzir Gehenim. What do they do with this person? And they send them down the elevator. They press down. It just keeps them going. Down. You know, as Zephyr mentioned, I just went to CHOP yesterday. And the elevator there is very fast. It's a very fast elevator. Sometimes you go in an elevator. There's a local place. You go in the elevator. It's like two floors, three floors. It feels like you're there for a year. It's just the elevator is such a... Then you say, why'd you take the elevator? Not the steps. You start thinking. This elevator, it goes straight down, super speed. Well, how many starim are there? Well, they're gimel starim. They're shisha starim. So he learned two or three out of the six. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oymelo, he says to him, Bini, Kol HaLochos, Lama Lo Shnisa Yisam, all the HaLochos, why didn't you learn them? B'Mishiyah, this is the bridge version, by the way. B'Mishiyah B'Yadei HaLochos, the person has the HaLochos, he learned the HaLochos, Baruch Hashem. Oymelo, Bini, Tayres Kehanim, the Midrashim, the halachic midrashim that we learn, how the psukim, what the psukim mean. Lama lo shenisa? What, the Torah is only for the future, past generations? Bamishi yesh biyodai Torah kahanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu amiloyu. Someone, he learned Torah kahanim. Hashem says to him, Bini chamisha chumshi Torah. Lama lo shenisa? Why don't you learn chamisha chumshi Torah? Sheish ben kriyashma, tefillin, Mezuzah. It has the importance of Kriya Shema and Tefillah Mezuzah. B'amisha yesh b'yodai chamisha chumshi Torah. Person learns chamisha chumshi Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Lama lo ilamanito Haggadah. Why don't you go to Ein Yaakov Shir? Why don't you learn Haggadah? The Haggadah of Gemara is the Midrashim. B'amisha yesh b'yodai Haggadah HaKadosh Baruch Hu amiloi b'ni Talmud. Why didn't she learn Talmud? Perhaps Gemara. Why sheish biyadi Talmud? Hakadosh Baruch Hu oymeloi bini. Hoya v'nisa sakta b'Talmud. You learned Gemara. You learned Talmud. Beautiful. It's a piece of Merkava. Did you look to understand the Ma'aseh Merkava? Now, if you're able to learn and understand Ma'aseh Merkava. We're talking, obviously, every single level we're talking here, Ha'ena Kadosh Baruch Hu Betrunyim B'Yosef, says Chazal. Chazal is the words of Hashem. What does that mean? Hashem does not ask the person to do something he can't handle. Everything we're saying here is a person on that level, that he's able to do something. Why didn't he go to the next level? As has to be mentioned, has to be said. Kisi Kivaydi Eichu, I made my throne. How it stands, I don't even know what this means, I'll be honest with you. I'm trying to maybe translate some words. Chashmal. these malachim. Yeah, well, that's the modern Hebrew. We're talking the Torah HaKadosha. Yeah, the Chashmal. An angel that at times they clash, at times it sings Hashem's praise. Chashmal. Eichu Oymed, how he stands, what he's doing. How it works, we come upon him, misapich. How many times does Hashem turn his face away from this individual? Ein shem ba'irich, take a look. I want to suggest, the person try to get a hold of this Mishlei, this Medrash Mishlei in Parsha Yud, and really see what he says over here. His point is that the first step is to, for a person to realize his responsibilities. A person has to know he's starting a whole new year. It's Tishrei now. Tav Shinayin Dalet. A person has to know, what do I have to do in my life? What is asked of me? What does Hashem want me to accomplish? If Hashem will approach somebody, Yom HaDin, and say to him, okay, let me hear it. It's time to give a shir. First of all, I'm embarrassed. I don't give shir in public. You know, oh, you don't? Just me and you. No one else around. Well, yeah, so somebody else. I have a good voice. I could sing. So Hashem will say, maybe, okay, sing the Torah. There's no excuses. This is what life's about. This is what we're here for. You know, I want to tell you, I might have mentioned a while ago, I had somebody, he came to my house to change my meter. I had to update the meter. So I had to move stuff in the basement, and he came to the basement. Fine, okay. I'm in the kitchen, and he's in the dining room. And I wasn't looking at him. He says, oh, this is some sight you don't see too often. It's not going to exist too long. Another few more years, it's going to be gone. Thinking like, what's he talking about? You know, I come in the dining room, and he's looking at the bookcases, the svarim. And he goes into a lot of houses. I assume most homes he goes into. I don't know what the size they are. There's televisions and screens. You know, like 48 inches. I don't know what they are. They're very thin these days, so they have room for more people to come. You know. But he's saying that who has books anymore? Now, little does he know, these are not just books. These are Sfarim HaKadoshim. But in a Jew's life, the iPad does not replace a bookcase of Sfarim. This is our life. We should be Zoyche in the beginning of this new year of Tishrei to continue our life of Lima HaTorah. We'll stop here for today.